of your uniform of tan, of the sword that you carry too. I've watched it twice before go bravely off to war, for the gray and then for the blue. Your granddad fought in the war of 61, and he wore a suit of gray. Your father too, in a uniform of blue, off to Cuba sailed away. One wore the gray and the other the blue, but the blood of both in you, and I'm giving you up to old glory. But I'm mighty proud that I am. You're all I've got, but be Johnny on the spot for Dixie and Uncle Sam. Your granddad fought in the war of 61, and he wore a suit of gray. Your father, too, in a uniform of blue, off to Cuba sailed away. One wore the gray and the other the blue, but the blood is both in you, and I'm giving you up to all glory. But I'm mighty proud that I am. You're all I've got, but be Johnny on the spot for Dixie and Uncle Sam.
We know you love your land of liberty. We know you love your USA. But if you want the world to know it, now's the time to show it. Your Uncle Sammy needs you one and all. Answer to his call. It's your country, it's my country, with millions of real fighting men. It's your duty and my duty to speak with the sword, not the pen. If Washington were living today, with sword in hand, he'd stand up and say, for your country and my country, I'll do it all over again. America has opened up her heart to every nationality, and now she asks of every nation their appreciation. It makes no difference now from where you came, we are all the same. It's your country, it's my country, with millions of real fighting men. It's your duty and my duty to speak with the sword, not the pen. If Washington were living today, with sword in hand, he'd stand up and say, for your country and my country, I'll do it all over again.
History. blood of our fathers wasted, and how have we treated the crown? Is Columbia the death of the ocean? Is Old Glory the pride of the free? Let's forget every savage emotion, united forever at sea. Wake up, America! It's me I call to war. Are we prepared to give our lives for our sweethearts and our wives, or our mothers and our homes worth fighting for? Let us pray God for peace, but peace with honor. But let's get ready to enter duty's call. So when Old Glory stands unfurled, let it seem to all the world, America is ready, that's all. Do you remember George Washington, that winter at Valley Forge? Jackson and Custer and Farragut, and a Perry at Fort George. Henry and Lincoln were fighting men, and the heroes our country knew. Simply crowd through our history's pages. Just think what they've done all for you. May Columbia the gem of the ocean, may no glory the pride of the free, shall we fail in our test of devotion. Oh, what is our history to be? Wake up, America! Are we prepared to give our lives for our sweethearts and our wives, for our mothers and our homes worth fighting for? Let us pray God for peace, but peace with honor. But let's get ready to enter duty's call. So when Old Glory stands up, let it mean to all the world, America is ready, that's all.
Thank you.
on the bus.
The colonel tried to write him,
but he only made it worse. They called him Captain Cuddle, but he missed it by a mile. So they left it to the sergeant of the file.
Said he, we need no verse at all to this here little thing. Just get the boys together and we'll sing.
We're going over, we're going over. They want to settle up that bus and they put it up to us. So what do we care? So what do we care? We'll go sailing across the pole and we'll show them what the Yankee Doodle Boy can do. Then we'll all come marching home.
The boys all sang the chorus to the leader of the band. He taught his men to play it, and it sounded mighty grand. Said he, I'll write a part in for the fellow with the drum,
so the boys in France can hear us when we come. The orders came next morning, and they yelled, we're on our way.
And they sang as they went sailing down the bay.
We're going over, we're going over. They want to settle up that bus, and they put it up to us. So what do we care? So what do we care? We'll go sailing across the pole, and we'll show them what the Yankee Doodle Boy can do. Then we'll all come marching home.
And you bet we'll celebrate a brand new Independence Day.
Then we'll all come marching home.
And we'll fill the Kaiser full of good old Boston beans.
Then we'll all come marching home.
And just like the parrot, we'll make Bill pay uncle too.
Then we'll all come marching home.
And we'll make old Willem sing the wearing of the green.
Then we'll all come marching home.
And when dear old Bingen on the Rhine is on the print,
then we'll all come marching home. We're going over, we're going over. They want to settle up that bus, and they put it up to us. So what do we care? So what do we care? We'll go sailing across the pole.
And when we hear the Kaiser give three cheers for Uncle Sam,
then we'll all come marching home.
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'll let you decide that one. And welcome to yet another edition of The Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And this being Memorial Day week, I thought I would bring you some songs from World War I. Since we don't hear too many of them anymore, did you know that there are no more veterans of World War I alive? They'd have to be about 110 years old. So anyway, I was watching, as I'm sure a lot of you were, the HBO series The Pacific, which was just great, but just freaking hairy. And it came to the conclusion that war is just totally fucked up. I mean, Jesus. But then I also thought, I wonder what things would be like around here if we didn't have, you know, such good soldiers that were able to go over there and do the things that they did. Most of them went over there expecting to die. They didn't know how it was going to happen. They knew it would probably hurt a lot. But the thing is that in World War I, it was a whole lot worse. There were a lot more ways to die. There were a lot of treaties that were put into being as a result of that. Gas tax, things like that. So, anyway. All right. So let me give you a playlist here. We started with Nora Bays and For Dixie and Uncle Sam. Willie Weston after that, For Your Country and My Country. Followed by Frederick Wheeler, Wake Up America. Let's All Be Americans Now was the American Quartet and the Premier Quartet featuring Billy Murray. We're going over. And you know, there was a law back in those days, the teens and the 20s, that every three songs had to include Billy Murray. And they stuck with it. So Anyway, I got more for you. The Premier Quartet will be right back with Billy Murray in just a second. But while we're listening to this, please think about the soldiers that died for us. For no good reason, I guess. War is just totally strange to me. I knew I wasn't going to be a good soldier, so I stayed away from that kind of thing. But anyway, more music coming up. Let's go.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way. to his Irish Molly, oh, saying, should you not receive it, write and let me know. If I make mistakes in spelling, Molly dear, said he, remember it's a pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, girl I know in Tipperary, so it's goodbye, Piccadilly. Farewell, let us swear, it's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way.
Getting married so they won't be called to war. But if they want to dodge it, what do they get married for? It takes about a year or more to train a soldier right. A year of married life will make them all know how to fight. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. I'm not afraid the shot and shell will harm me. For ever since I took the wife, I've been in battles all my life, and I feel at home if they let me join the army. They'll have to force the single men to go to war, I fear. The married men all want to go, they always volunteer. It takes the bravest of the brave to bear the battle front. That's why they always find the married men way out in front. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. The sound of rifle fire would not alarm me. For since my wife had twins, you see, each night I lead the infantry, and I'd feel at home if they let me join the army. Since I got married, my wife charges everything to me. But I'd reverse the charges and I charge the enemy. I'm always on the firing line, of that there is no doubt. When she invites her company, I'm always mustered out. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. A trip up in the aeroplanes would charm me. Since I got married, I declare, I'm always been up in the air, and I feel at home if they let me join the army. My house is a recruiting station for her family. They're first in war and first in peace and first for lunch, you see. Now I treat them to anything and everything I get. But like a gallant army, they have not retreated yet. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. The life out in the trenches wouldn't harm me. They're small, but I am used to that. I'm living in a Harlem flat, and I feel at home if they let me join the army.
And the lessons are begun. Teachers and to children in the class. If you behave today and try to do your lessons well, I'll grant you any we may ask. And just then a little curly, hairy head raised his hand and stood right up and said, I'd like to see all mothers free from sorrow. I'd like to see poor Belgium free from pain. I'd like to see the cruel conflict ended. I'd like to see my daddy once again. I'd like to see the Yankees win this battle. I'd like to see France get back her promised land. I'd like to see this whole big world united. And I'd like to see the Kaiser with a lily in his hand. Said, "Now, curly head, I think that's very nice. I agree with everything you say. I'm going to have you teach the other children of the class so they can tell their ma and pa today. I now want each child to stand in line. Curly head will teach you all this rhyme. I'd like to see all mothers free from sorrow. I'd like to see poor Belgium free from pain. I'd like to see this cruel conflict ended. I'd like to see my daddy once again. I'd like to see the Yankees win this battle. I'd like to see France get back her promised land. I'd like to see this whole big world united. And I'd like to see the Kaiser with a lily in his hand."
No more darkies on the stormy shore, no more singing round the cabin door. Dixie, ain't Dixie now, I bow. In the village all the streets are bare, doesn't seem to be a soul down there. It made me blue somehow. I asked old Mammy Gray, and then I heard her say, "He'll remember dancing most. Folks all call him Tickle Toes. You'll find him old out there in France." Alexander's band left old Dixieland. They used to play the long blues for everyone. Now they're playing blues upon a Gatling gun. Don't forget old Jimmy Sam, famous boy from Alabama. He marched away in khaki pants. Instead of picking melons off the vine, they're picking Germans off the Rhine. You'll find old Dixieland in France. Every evening when the star shells gleam, you're in Alabama, it would seem. You'll hear the same old tunes, play tunes. Billy Johnson with his pep banjo doesn't mind it when the shells hit low. He simply sits and croons. The strains of old are there, floating in the air. You'll remember dancing old. Folks all call him Tickle Toes. You'll find him old out there in France. Alexander's band left old Dixieland. They used to play the love and blues for everyone. Now they're playing blues upon a Gatling gun. Don't forget old Jimmy Sam, famous boy from Alabama. He marched away in khaki pants. Instead of picking melons off the vine, they're picking Germans off the Rhine. You'll
all the boys that used to hang around you. I used to see them anywhere I found you.
Lately, I've been lonesome each night.
Why?
There's not a single fellow in sight.
Well, what's the matter now with Jack and Harry?
They're in France today.
Never look so blue.
But I know what I'll do.
Don't say you're going away.
I'm going to follow the boy.
Where?
Over there.
Over there.
Anywhere.
Don't dare.
I don't care.
Stay there. Just forget them and go out and dance.
But all my dancing partners are somewhere in France.
You've never nursed anyone.
I'll admit. But I'm strong.
For what?
To do my bit. And if one little kiss or more can help them win the war,
why, I'm going to follow the boys.
I'm going to follow the boys over there.
Anywhere.
I don't care. I just love to be hugged by someone.
But every fellow's right arm is holding a gun.
I've never nursed anyone, I'll admit.
But you're strong to do your bit.
There's a feeling down in my heart
that you're a Joan of Arc, so I'm going to follow the boy. You don't know much about the military.
Still, I can help them if it's necessary.
You don't know a thing about war.
I don't see what they're having it for.
But when it comes to things like oscillation,
that's where I begin. And if I were ever sent with my suffrage regiment,
then I'd hurry to enlist.
I'm going to follow the boys over there.
Anywhere.
I don't care. The boys have no terrors for me.
One hard look from you and they go under the sea.
I've never nursed anyone, I'll admit.
But you're strong to do your bit.
Lack of sugar, don't worry me.
Love's a necessity, so I'm going to follow the boys.
Not for war, I'm peaceful, goodness knows. I'll just prepare to wear my summer clothes. Are you prepared for the summer with someone to love? Have you dug out your trenches in the sand? Have you got a recruiter, a sweet shooter, shooter? If not, go enlist a volunteer. Hey, mister, summer is coming and the war will be on. When the army of sweethearts fall in line and they'll fight like the dickens to capture all the chickens. So prepare for the summer time. Load up with dough before you go, each dollar you can spare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Just be a spy and wink your eye at every girl who passes by and shout out, who goes there? Just take her even though she may get sore, for everything is fair in love and war.
Oh, Lizzie, listen, the bugle is calling us to Coney Island. Are you prepared for the summer with someone to love? Have you dug out your trenches in the sand? La la la. Have you got a recruiter, a sweet tooth, a shooter? If not, go and list a volunteer. Oh, mercy! Summer is coming, and the war will be on when the army of sweethearts fall in line. Every girl likes affection when shot in her direction, so prepare for the summertime.
And her son ran on the field of war. She's thinking of the million broken hearts there will be when the battle is on. She said, I would be glad if I had a lad to fight for his country like a man. And though I had no boy, it just filled me with joy to give my darling girl when war began. There's a girl at the front among the soldiers. She's one of a thousand girls or more who works with the heart of an angel with the sound of the cannon's roar. She is caring with love so sweet and tender for the sons of the father to be. And many are the hearts that are grateful tonight to the girl who wears a red cross on her sleeve. There's another mother in that far off town, and her eyes are filled with joyous tears. For she got a letter from a soldier boy. It made her forget all her fears. Here's a message he sent that made her content. I went through the battle without harm, but just whisper a prayer for the brave girls who wear a little drop of lead upon their arm. There's a girl
cutting down expenses, so they say, to save a few odd millions more or less. They want to scrap the Navy, do they? Yes. We know they're broke, well I'm broke, so are you broke, we're all broke, as we were when Bolingbroke first sailed away. But we've got the men, we've got the ship, what's more, we've got the water, and it's just as wet as in Lord Nelson's day. So don't let them scrap the British Navy. Don't let them scrap the men of war. What do we care if income tax is 12 bob in the pound? We can always, like we've always owed before, that Winston say tatar to all the tatars he adores, but not tatar to all the tars that guard old England's shores. Let him strap his high hats, straw hats, squash hats and velours, but they must have never strapped the British Navy. The admirals of old appeal to you, the ghosts of Drake and Swan and Edgar too.
They say that these horseshoes, not cattle trucks, for breeding filtered rakes, not keeping ducks. And Nelson on his monument has got his one eye open, and he warned you, scrap the dreadnought and you drown. The ocean's big enough to swallow England in a jiffy. It's the dreadnought we put on to keep it down. So don't let them scrap the British Navy. Don't let them scrap them in a war. What do we care if income tax is fell above in the pound? We can always, like we've always done before, let them scrap Barclay and Perkins. I drink Scotch, so I don't care. Let them cut down ladies' blouses, though it's more than they can bear. Let them get the Geddes Act and try and cut Lloyd George's hair. But is Marshal Ray Johnson our British Navy? They say to run the arsenal costs thousands every day. Well, what about it? What about it? This is what I say. If there wasn't any arsenal, who would Tottenham Hotspur play? So they must have never swept the British Navy.
Why do I get the feeling I should be watching fireworks? Oh, there goes one man. All right. We're listening to World War I songs because you don't hear enough of those these days. And I want to make sure I thank Mac, my friend Mac over there at FMU, for his help in putting this together. Even though he knows nothing of my efforts, he merely played these on the air and I siphoned them off, and I'm recycling them here today to you. So, Mac, I know you didn't mean it, but I thank you anyway. I love you. Thanks, buddy. I owe you one. And what we've been listening to is, this is not the Billy Murray show, although maybe it seems like it. We started with the Premier Quartet with Billy Murray, and that was the Dixie Volunteers, one that you may be familiar with after that. It's A Long Way to Tipperary, and that was, of course, Billy Murray. After that, guess who? Billy Murray. I'd feel at home if they'd let me join the army. After that, I'd like to see the Kaiser with a lily in his hand. You know, the Kaiser, of course, was the Osama bin Laden of his day. After that, Arthur Fields, who was another guy who got around, and that was Dixieland in France. After that, I'm Going to Follow the Boys, was Rachel Grant and Billy Murray. And then back again by popular demand, Nora Bays, Are You Prepared for the Summertime? After that, William Barnes Wells, The Girl Who Wore a Red Cross on Her Sleeve. And then Don't Let Them Scrap the British Navy from Jay Laurier. I'm not sure I understood that one, but okay. So anyway, we were talking about war and, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing! It's a widowmaker. And, I don't know, I said before, I think, World War I was a lot worse than World War II. They had gas attacks, they didn't have sanitary facilities, they had probably more mud. I guess nobody could really prove that, but, and the whole thing was fought hand-to-hand, so you had to look the guy in the eye as you killed him, or as he killed you. That was the thing, you never knew. And, of course, nowadays, I was reading that they have drone attacks, that they ran a drone attack into Pakistan or Afghanistan that they ran from frickin' Nevada. These guys don't have to have consciences. All they got to have is steady fingers. This is not good. This is not the way it was supposed to be. So anyway, editorial over. Let's get back to the music, shall we? There's more to come.
Boys, let's go over there. Big finish now.
the rum-pum-pum-ding, till the cherry kills it in the air. Everyone is waiting, hearts are palpitating,
flags are flying everywhere.
Yes, everywhere. Of every allied nation, from nearly all creation,
their banners wave from every stop and go.
But the one I love to see, that means so much to me,
is the flag that's flying above. There's a service flag flying above. A blue star in the field of red and white,
the red and white.
Father is so proud of what his boy has done.
There's a fear in the mother's smile, and think of us, my son.
Perhaps he may return with fame and glory. But if by chance we lose him in the fight,
there'll be a service flag flying at all
hearts, and a new star in him that night.
There beside old glory, telling all our story,
till the end that flag is going to fly.
We are proud to show it, want the world to know it.
We will show or we will die, or we will die.
There's a million of us giving someone from us,
and proudly watch them as they march away.
And although their hearts break, although their hearts may break,
there's a million that they can say. There's a sunny flag flying at our heart, a blue star in the field of red and white,
red and white.
Father is so proud of what his boy has done.
There's a tear in mother's smile and in mother's my son.
Perhaps he may be trying to say no glory, but if I can't we lose him in the fight,
there'll be a service flag flying at our house,
and a new star in him that night.
It never was worthwhile. Oh, troubles in your old kit bag and smile,
I am not at the wrong. prays for me constantly. Angels attend the heart, pray for and befriend her, and kiss her goodbye for me.
From every quarter, from the north, south, east, and west, to clear the way to freedom for the land we love the best. We've left our occupation and home so far and near, but when the going's rather rough, we raise this song of cheer. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camel don't get you, the Fatima's must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camel don't get you, the Fatima's must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. Them on the highway, you meet them down the pike, in olive drab and khaki, our soldiers on the hike. And as the column passes, the word goes down the line, good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camel don't get you, the Fatima's must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 you're surely looking fine. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, if the camel don't get you, the Fatima's must. Good morning, Mr. Zip, 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 with your haircut just as short as, your haircut just as short as, haircut just as short as mine.
When the war broke out, he went and told his pa, and then he told his ma he would write what it's all about. He still knew each tune that the bugler had to play. He knew them all by heart, cause he heard them every day. Early reveille, little Johnny did fear, but one certain call of sweet music filled his ear. Heyday, heyday, that was the call he loved the best of all. Heyday, heyday, that was his favorite call. In the morning he was all the sunnies, early to bed and early to rise. And when the captain called him for his money, signing the payroll, he took first prize. Heyday, heyday, that was the call he loved the best of all. Heyday, heyday, that was his favorite call. Since John J. Jenkins Jr. joined the army. One day he sailed away and said that he would stay till the Kaiser would yell enough. He wrote his pa and ma, can't tell you where we are, but we're treating the Boches rough. Every time he chewed, he would hear the Fritz say, Kamerad, be quick, till the gang yelled hip hooray. John knew how to find them, he never knew a fear. And when the month was over, then this is what he'd hear. Payday, payday, that was the call. He loved the best of all. Payday, payday, that was his favorite call. In the morning he was always sunny, early to bed and early to rise. And when the captain saw the bonus money, signing the payroll is his first prize. Payday, payday, that was the call. He loved the best of all. Payday, payday, that was his favorite call. Then John J. Jenkins Jr. joined the army.
Was a first-class private in the army last year. Now he's back to business in his father's place. Sunday night I saw him with a smiling face. When I asked why he felt so happy, Johnny chuckled with glee. He winked his eye and made this reply, "Something wonderful has happened to me. I got the guy who used to be my captain working for me. He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by, I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. I make him open the office every morning at 8. I come around about 4 hours late. Everything comes to those who wait. I got my captain working for me now." Worth what I have to pay him, but I'll never complain. I've agreed to give him $50 per. It's worth twice as much to hear him call me sir. While I sit in my cozy office, he's outside working hard. Out in the hall, at my beck and call, with a feather duster standing on guard, I got the guy who used to be my captain working for me. He wanted work, so I made him a clerk in my father's factory. And by, I'm gonna have him wrapped in work up to his brow. When I come into the office, he gets up on his feet, stands at attention and gives me his seat. Who was it said revenge is sweet? I got my captain working for me now.
Thomas A. Edison, the inventor of the phonograph, has never before permitted his voice to be recorded for the public. Today, however, he has a message for you that is important enough to cause him to break his long-established rule. Mr. Edison will now give you that message. I beg to introduce Mr. Thomas A. Edison.
This is Edison speaking. Our voice made good in France. The word American has a new meaning in Europe. Our soldiers have made it mean courage, generosity, self-restraint, and modesty. We are proud of the North Americans who risked their lives for the liberty of the world. But we must not forget, and we must not permit demagogues to belittle the part played by our gallant allies. Their casualty lists tell the story. However proud we may be of our own achievements, Let us remember always that the war could not have been won if the Belgians, the British, the French, and the Italians had not fought like bulldogs in the face of overwhelming odds. The Great War will live vividly in the minds of Americans for the next 100 years. I hope that when we do reverence to the memory of our brave boys who fell in France, we shall not forget their brothers in arms who wore the uniform of our allies. I believe that the national heirs of France, Great Britain, Italy, and Belgium should for all time to come be as familiar to us as our own Star-Spangled Banner.
Listen to that joyful song. Don't see the chaplain long. Hear that song. There's no use of asking what it's all about. Why don't you run down and find out? There's joy on the old 20-foot store. Now Dixie is Dixie once more. Dancing Moses is back in Dixie. See him dancing around. Shimmy Sam is doing a new kind of dance. Called the Franco Dixie, he brought it from France.
Hey,
Alexander's got his ragtime band.
So reggae
back in Melody Land.
Banjos are a strumming.
Go croony,
donkeys are a humming.
Go croony,
just the same as in the days of yore. Dixie is Dixie once more. Mammy Jenny's thrown away her walking stick,
and she has taught her pigs a lot of
brand new tricks. Everyone is dressed up like a Christmas tree. Believe me, there's some jubilee. They're giving a victory ball. Come on, I'm inviting you all. Dancing Moses back in civic clothes. See him dancing around. Jimmy Sam is doing a new kind of dance.
A new one
called a Franco Dixie. He brought it from France.
Hey,
Alexander's got his ragtime band.
So ragged
back in Melody Land.
See those darkies strolling.
In heaven,
hear the bones are rolling.
Come heaven,
just the same as in the days of yore. Dixie is Dixie once more.
Can you beat that? Just when that band gets up to us, it has to stop.
That's too bad, boy.
Hot dog, ain't that some regiment?
I should say it is.
I claim that some more troop.
That is some troop is right, boy.
They're the bravest bunch of boys that ever robbed a chicken coop.
I should say they is brave.
What's that? You don't know why that music's being played.
Oh, why is that, boy?
Why, boy, it's a gallant Dixie volunteers in the Welcome Home Parade.
Some parade.
Yes, see, when I look at them, I can understand the downfall of the Hun.
I should say so, boy.
You know, when they all started swinging razors right there, the war was won.
Yes, that war was won.
Look, see that man on the end there?
Oh, who is that?
Why, that's our old pal, Sammy Banks.
Oh, some Sammy Banks.
You know, he was a bartender for the war, so he enlisted with the tank. Say, if they'd have filled up Sammy's tank with some of that courage, Jim, he'd have run that whole German army right into Berlin.
That's what he already
Yes, indeed. Man, don't they look natural?
Just the same as in the days of yore.
Dixie
is Dixie once more.
Okay, that'll about do it for us here today. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, thanks to Mac for finding these for me. He did the heavy lifting. I just dragged him out here. So, no more editorializing, but please do think about your veterans. They fought hard for us. We should be fighting hard for them. All right, write your congressman. Write a letter to a veteran. Tell him you appreciate what he did. I think it was pretty cool that they did all that stuff back then. They weren't called the Greatest Generation for nothing. You're not sure if I'm talking the truth here. You read up on this stuff. You'll see what I mean. Anyway, we finished off with the Shannon 4. There's a service flag flying over our house. And then we will hike along the old turnpike from the Peerless Quartet. Oscar Siegel and his Columbia Orchestra, Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag. Remember that one? We used to sing that around the campfires. Back when you could have a campfire. And then Henry Burr and Arthur Campbell, If I'm Not at the Roll Call. Little tearjerker for you. And then Arthur Fields. Two from Arthur Fields. We heard Good Morning, Mr. Zip 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 and Payday. Followed by Fred Hillebrand and I've Got My Captain Working For Me Now. That was a real knee slapper in the old days. I guess it would probably be funny today, too. You decide. And then Thomas Edison himself. The man invented the medium. Least they could do is give him a couple minutes. Let us never forget. And it's true what they said. It was very rare to hear his voice at all. So, be glad. And then Dixie is Dixie once more from the Premier Quartet. And that brings us up to now, which is the end. Except that I do, of course, have a mystery tune for you. It's by Billy Murray, of course. And it was actually a George M. Cohen song. You know it. And this is actually the way it was written, though. It was not, it was kind of cleaned up in later versions, sort of. But this is the way it was written. So enjoy. And like I said, don't forget your veterans. They fought for us. Time for us to fight for them. Write your congressman, write your senator, especially if you live in Sussex County, that bastard Scott Garrett. Don't get me started. I'll see you next week with the show I intended for today. But it's another thing that pisses me off. I'll see you later.
It's my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand. Way down south in the land of cotton melody, oh, untiring. Ain't that inspiring? Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee. And that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue. I am for you, honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag, you're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats through on the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But your old acquaintance be forgot. Keep your eye on the grand old rag. I'm no cranky, hanky, panky. I'm a dead square, honest Yankee. And I'm mighty proud of that old flag that flies for Uncle Sam. Oh, I don't believe in raving. Every time I see it waving, there's a chill runs up my back that makes me glad I'm what I am. Here's a land with a million soldiers that if we could need them, we'll fight for freedom. Hurrah, hurrah for every Yankee tar. And old G.A.R., every stripe, every star. Red, white, and blue, hats off to you. Honest, you're a grand old rag. You're a grand old rag. You're a high-flying, playing flag. And forever in peace may you wave. The emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true on the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or